Today we'll see another case of accidental murder. This time, there's a dispute between Rebbe and the sages about whether or not the perpetrator goes into exile. Nishmat ha-barzel mikito v'harag. Rebbe omer eno gole, v'chachamim omrim gole. Mina etza mitbakea, Rebbe omer gole, v'chachamim omrim eno gole. If the blade of an axe or hatchet was displaced from its handle and it killed someone, Rebbe says the perpetrator does not go into exile. But the sages say the perpetrator does go into exile. However, if the tree that's being chopped down breaks and big wood chip flies through the air and kills somebody, in that case, Rebbe says the perpetrator does go into exile, but the sages say the perpetrator does not go into exile. Although the Mishnah doesn't quote the verse, the case the rabbis are clearly discussing is the same as a paradigmatic case the Torah gives about accidental murder. But this time, this case is not in Bamidbar, Numbers, but it's in Dvarim, Deuteronomy. Va'asher yavo et re'ehu ba'ya'ar lachtov etzim. And someone who comes with their fellow into the forest to chop down wood. V'nidcha yado begarzen lichrot ha'etz. And their hand presses on the axe to chop down the tree. V'nashal ha'barzel min ha'etz. And the iron slips out of the tree. Or, alternatively, and the iron causes something to slip from the tree. There's an ambiguity there. Umatza et re'ehu vamet, and either the iron or the chip that the iron caused to fly from the tree finds the fellow, and the fellow dies. Hu yanus elachat ha'arim ha'elevachai. That person will flee to one of the cities of refuge and will live. So as you could hear from the difficulty with which I translated this verse, there is an ambiguity in a key phrase in this verse. V'nashal ha-barzel min ha'etz. What's the subject? What's the object of this phrase? So Rebbe, who thinks that one goes into exile if the iron causes a wood chip to fly from the tree and kill, is reading V'nashal ha-barzel min ha'etz as the iron, i.e. the axe, breaks off a part of the tree and that part of the tree finds the fellow and causes them to die. In that case, says Rebbe, a person goes into exile, but not in any other case to do with wood chopping. Whereas the sages read it in a different way. They read V'nashal ha-barzel min ha'etz as the axe itself splitting apart, the iron blade falling out of the wooden handle. In that case, says the sages, the person chopping the tree would go into exile, but not if the tree they were chopping is what caused the death. So what can we learn from the pushing and pulling of yesterday's cases combined with the axe case from today? Although the Mishnah is not explicit, the Achin, Rabbi Israel Lifshitz, who lived in Germany at the beginning of the 19th century, suggests that there's a general rule that emerges from these three cases. He lays out three types of unintentional action. First, cases where there's no negligence, someone could have been a bit more careful. Second, there are unintentional cases that are close to ones, cases where your hand is forced. The person really couldn't have been more careful. So the death that happens is out of their hands. In these cases, the perpetrator need not go into exile. They're more or less innocent. And finally, There are unintentional cases that are karov lemezid, close to intentional, cases in which the perpetrator was acting in a negligent manner, even if the action itself was unintentional, or the murder and death itself was unintentional. In these cases, the perpetrator doesn't meet the legal standards for going to the cities of refuge, but in fact might be tried for murder. But the Mishnah does not make this explicit. However, the Talmud later on picks this up and explores each of our three types of cases to see which general conceptual legal category they fall under. We'll pick up tomorrow with the second Mishnah.